540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Harley-Davidson says they're bringing more motorcycles home. Company officials say they're sending some production back to the United States, including work tied to Wisconsin operations. The company plans to shift manufacturing of several models back from overseas as part of their back-to-the-brick strategy. That includes engine work, painting, and final assembly for bikes like the Pan America and the Sportster S. Harley says changes in trade policy and global markets are reasons for the move. A hot and muggy day is on deck, but the heat will be broken up by storms. The National Weather Service says heat index values could get close to heat advisory warnings, though extra cloud cover may keep temperatures from going that high. Rounds of storms are possible through the day, with a higher threat later in the day and tonight. We'll always break in when it gets severe, the latest coming up in the forecast. A federal judge is deciding whether a Milwaukee religious leader should be released from immigration detention. A Wisconsin Examiner story says lawyers for Salasa Sur say he's lost weight, isn't getting proper diabetes care, and has faced limits on practicing his religion at a facility in Indiana. The government disputes the claims, saying detainees get adequate care, and they're calling Sarsour a security concern who should remain in custody. A judge raised questions about his medical treatment during a hearing Monday. A decision on what happens next is still pending. The feds accuse Sarsour of lying on application paperwork. While Wauwatosa's moving their 4th of July fireworks to a new location this year, they're shifting the show to Wisconsin Lutheran College. The display will take place at the Outdoor Athletic Complex, with fireworks set to launch at around 9:15 that night. Officials say the change includes designated viewing areas with stadium seating opening at 7 and additional space on a nearby soccer field. Parking will be available in several nearby lots. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The road might buckle up. The DOT is warning drivers to watch for pavement buckling as high temperatures move across parts of Wisconsin this week. Pavement buckles can happen when the weather quickly shifts from cool to very hot. As the pavement expands, slabs can push against each other and create sudden bumps or dips in the road. Officials say it's difficult to predict where buckling may happen, so drivers should stay alert, slow down, and keep their full attention on the roadway. Drivers can check 511 Wisconsin for the latest traffic incidents or delays. Serious pavement problems should be reported by calling 911. The owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company is pushing back after being left off the ballot for governor. According to WizPolitics, Kirk Bangstad now plans to take the fight to court. State election officials say Bangstad only had about 1,500 valid signatures to get on the Democratic ballot. That's well below the required 2,000. Bangstad argues some were thrown out unfairly and wants to know how close he really came. He has faced criticism in the past for controversial statements, including social media posts about wishing for the death of President Donald Trump. For now, the Elections Commission is moving ahead with finalizing the ballot. And tourism is booming across Wisconsin, hitting a record $27 billion in economic impact in 2025. Recent numbers show growth in every corner of the state. Officials say Southeast Wisconsin played a key role, with all seven counties seeing gains. Milwaukee County alone contributed $4.4 billion, while the city drew more than 22 million visitors. State leaders say the industry supports jobs and local businesses statewide. Total visits reached nearly 118 million last year. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew lose in Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the A's 7-5 and snapped a four-game Brewers winning streak. Milwaukee's Robert Gasser giving up four home runs in five innings pitched. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's got to grow from this and understand to pitch in the big leagues. You got to have an out pitch. You got to have something that, you know, they can swing and miss at.
Gasser after the loss.
You know, knowing it's like odds are I might probably going to go out. So just trying to limit those, but, you know, ran to a couple of them. Just got to execute a couple, put a couple off speed pitches a little bit better. But the four seam played pretty well. Sinker was good. Just played really well. Just a couple that got away from me that ended up out of the park.
The series wraps up tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp continues today in Green Bay. Boys High School Golf, Edgerton's Owen Waggy shot an 8-under par to win the Division I state title at University Ridge in Madison. Cade Whelan of Milton was second at 7-under. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Some storms could be strong to severe, highs in the lower 90s. A better chance for storms tonight, especially in the evening. Some storms could be strong, lows in the upper 60s.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.